And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as usual. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. As you know, we've aired several reports on education, and it's all been a part of our September Back to School series. Our Tuesday Moms conversation was about mothers who returned to the classroom to pursue their college dreams, all while raising a family. Here's a clip from that conversation with Robin Robinson.
What made me stay at it is that I needed to reach my goal as far as getting a degree, because I was told so many times that being that I have a child, I will not make it and it'll be too much responsibility. It was so negative that I wanted to prove them wrong. And that's what kept me going. That's what kept me going to class, doing my work, because I said I have to prove them wrong.
Well, several people wrote in to thank us for acknowledging the sacrifice of parents who go back to school. And I'll read a note here from listener Stephanie. She writes, I too went back to school with three kids at home, junior high and high school age, and I suffered all the things they mentioned, guilt, fear, discouragement from family and friends. I wondered if I made the right decision. Well, long story short, in the summer of 2009, I earned my PhD. Was it hard? Harder than I ever imagined. Was it worth it? Definitely.
Can I say, you go, girl, Stephanie.
You go,
thank
Stephanie.
You for that. That's it. And Lee, I was also excited to hear from men who were feeling this story. We received this note from listener Christopher. He writes, my parents encouraged me to complete my degree while I was single and childless. I did not listen. I completed my bachelor's 20 years after I started. 5 years later, I completed my master's. Along the way, I got married and became a father. Now I encourage my children in their educational pursuits. I let them know that they can achieve their dreams on their timetable as long as they never give up. And Christopher, thank you for writing. And yes, we are proud of you too. Lee, any updates?
Well, listeners might remember our conversation with internet sensation Antoine Dotson of Huntsville, Alabama. He became famous after being interviewed by a local TV news reporter. Dotson had fended off an intruder to his sister's home, and he famously warned viewers to hide their families and everything else. And that news report quickly went viral on the web, and he became a superstar. Dotson's fame even led to a hit song, and Michelle, it's paid off, apparently. He recently told the magazine Us Weekly that he and his family are moving into a new home in a better neighborhood, thanks to royalties from the song.
Wow. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was a tank.